Welcome to my podcast. I'm Ninka Bernadette Mauritsen, and I reversed my son's autism and I healed myself from depression, anxiety, obesity, and the whole family from digestive issues, asthma, allergies, and just overall low quality of life. I'm here to improve your life quality, your self-healing capacity, and your happiness by reconnecting you to your self-healing powers and Mother Nature. Heavy metal detox and autism. Well, is it a thing? Is it a safe thing to do? What's my experience as a mom of a child who's now free from symptoms of autism? How would I do it if it was me? And is there any safe heavy metal detoxification modalities in the biomedical industry? And what are some of the dangerous approaches that I would never do that I see out there right now? That's what we're going to talk about in this digestible, short, little podcast. So chelation was a big thing in the biomedical autism community, in the functional medical community, when I was a mom traveling to America to find the right practitioners to support me, educate me, and also help me help my child. And there I was studying, or I was being mentored by some of the best in the field back then. Jeff Bradstreet, whom some of you might know, took me under his wings and taught me everything. And actually, he did all the testing for free because of what I've done for my child and what I've written, done for the community back then, had done for the community with my book that yet has to be translated into English. So I know I'm going to be on it. So... the community was pretty tight back then, so I had direct access to and contact with some of the best practitioners back then in 2000, from seven and forward, six, seven and forward, actually earlier than that. And chelation quickly became a dangerous modality and something that the best practitioners, they were really cautious about doing because of the sensitivity of these children and because of what I'm going to share with you now. So we have a trend right now focusing on heavy metal toxicity and the so-called cleansing of toxins. For example, fueled by the vegan society, by the whole medical medium, celery juicing movement, which is actually some of the worst trends that's happened in a long time for our children on the spectrum who have autism as a state, because I always look at it as a temporary state. Some children are freed from all symptoms and some get better and some stay sort of stuck in a symptomatic state. But for the children on the spectrum, this whole juicing for chelation, juicing to detoxify heavy metals, is a really bad idea. And so is the chelation agents that you can get in an IV drop. And that's all kinds of chelation therapies that you do just by going to someone that sticks a needle in the arm of your child and then add chelation agents to so-called pull these toxins out of the system. What often happens to these children is that instead of excreting these toxins, because their bodies are so inflamed, unhealthy, and in a bad place on a mitochondrial level, gut health is totally whacked, liver function is impaired, and kidney function is often impaired. And these children have inflammation and leaky gut, and they have oxidative stress in the whole body, the whole system. And the blood-brain barrier gets leaky as well when we deal with leaky gut, which is an increased permeability. And that's pretty serious if you start releasing toxins from the fat tissue where it's kept to keep the child safe. So I remember doing chelation supplements even. I just had an intuitive resistance towards the IV treatments. I think it was called DMPS back then, or DMSA, or whatever they used back then. I never wanted to do it. My gut feeling, my mother instinct, which, by the way, my friends, is your number one superpower on your healing journey for your child, told me, no, don't go there. When I gave my child chelating supplements back then, what actually happened was that he got worse. His tantrums increased, his aggression increased, his bizarre behavior where he turned into a dog when we took him places, or he had kind of a split personality thing going on and repetitive behavior. And he got violently ill as well, so nauseous. And I don't know if he was dizzy because I couldn't speak to him and he couldn't communicate, but I could see that he was sick. He was not feeling good. And he also had big black dark circles under his eyes, which is both related to gene mutations and poor detoxification capabilities and so many other things. And qi energy, the kidney energy, is a life force, also linked to the sexual health in women. So if you have low libido, you have low kidney energy. Qi, according to the Chinese medicine and Chinese philosophy and the Indian philosophy, which means you're basically in a breakdown phase, slowly dying. Listen, at some point we got our children tested, both brother and my autistic child. And the tests came back. Actually, this is something I need to tell you. I don't think I've told you. But my four-year-old, at some point, he turned gray. I'm not talking gray complexion. I'm talking gray hair, like an old man, like an old guy. And when the tests came back, he had damage on his DNA and his RNA, and his heavy metal levels were so incredibly high they'd probably never seen anything like it. In fact, they asked me which child is on the spectrum, because it looks like the younger child is the one with the autism. And that was because he was so damaged by heavy metals from eating a lot of tuna, because it was back in his picky eating days where he only wanted tuna and peanut butter and salami. Anyway, I broke up with heavy metal detoxification back then until I rediscovered heavy metal detoxification. And I also want to say that heavy metal detoxification is the absolute last step on a healing journey, not the first step. And I always say, you don't detox to heal. You detox when you are well into your healing journey, when your gut is healed, when the inflammation has cooled down, when the HPA axis imbalances have been regulated, when the nervous system's calm, because that affects detoxification big time, and so does diet. If the child is on a carb-rich, amino acid-deprived diet, for example, a juice and a green diet, a vegan diet, the detoxification just simply won't happen. And so you need to be healthy to detox, and you need to be healed to detox, because the pathways need to function. I'm talking liver, gut. I'm talking about your mitochondria, health, and the way that they are charged and hydrated. Many of our children have mitochondrial dysfunction because they lack sunlight, they lack water, clean water. They lack. They are in front of blue screens all the time, which is also, it looks like, damaging to the mitochondria. So nervous system stress and perception, and the whole stress and chaos that's in the families with children of autism, and the extreme stress they are under, often also because of underlying pyrrole disorder, which is a stress intolerance, genetic stress intolerance disorder, or applied stress intolerance because of the toxicity and the stress in the society. All of this contributes to poor detoxification capabilities. Most people who go on a detox actually don't excrete anything. They simply release toxins from the fat tissue where the body wisely has stored it so that it doesn't damage you by entering into the bloodstream and through the blood-brain barrier. So, and then you just recirculate it, and it is extremely damaging, and it enters into the bloodstream and through the blood-brain barrier. And that's where our children get worse and they get sick, and it's just not a good idea. Enter Dr. Chris Shade from Quiksilver Scientific. And this guy is a genius when it comes to detoxification. Let me say this once again. I would not be doing any heavy metal detoxification until I had my basics, my foundation in place, which is why I create this 4-parts audio series about how to get the foundation, the 4-part audio series about getting the foundation right, which you can get on my website, barefootautismwarriors.com, when that's up and running very soon. But he then, when the foundation is in place, the mindset, the food, the lifestyle, the breathing, the tribal, the light, the circadian rhythm, reconnecting to nature's healing power and rhythm and cycles, and the electromagnetic field in the ground, and all these things that we need to be healthy that we have forgotten because we live such a modern, industrial, detached life away from nature and nature's rhythm and balance and self-healing capacity. When the foundation is in place, then we can talk about heavy metal detoxification. And I would always work with a really good practitioner who's got experience in pyrrole disorder, in methylation under and over methylation, who's been studying with either Walsh or Mensah, and who knows a thing or two about copper overload and yeast as well, and mold toxicity. But when you do a detox, you need a push-catch strategy, which is you push the toxins out from the tissue, and then you have binders for each different byproduct and toxin that latches onto them and excrete it from the body through urine and peeing. And that's really key part of a good, safe detoxification protocol. And I know that the Ultra Binders from Quiksilver Scientific, go and check out the show notes and go and check out the links for the videos and the products that Christian Dr. Shade from Quiksilver Scientific is talking about. This is not an endorsement or anything. It's at the time of recording, who knows what's going to happen in the future, but at the time of this recording, I have no financial ties with this company whatsoever, and I don't even talk to them. I just use their products. But so I would use something to push the toxins out, like a bitter and biocidin liposomal that bypasses the gut and the digestion tract. Why can't I come up with that word right now? I think I'm a bit tired. I'm going on a retreat tomorrow. I think that's a good idea. So Quiksilver's push liquids and tonics, they are also multifaceted. So they address different problematic toxins and viruses and fungal and bacteria, infections, mold, pesticides, herbicides, all those different things. So in the bitter X and in the biocidin, you have the push effect and the regulators of inflammation and virus and bacteria and yeast and mold. You also got to think about the die-off effect when yeast gets excreted and beat down by these amazing Quiksilver products, and then you need a binder to bind to it and excrete that from the body as well. So the Ultra Binder is a neutral tasting combination of different forms of binders, clay and charcoal and I think IMD and many different other things, and also gut healing aspects. It's got silica as well, I think. So it binds to different kinds of toxins. It's a must-have in every family with children on the spectrum. I bring it with me on vacation, and you can just add it to, I know of parents who add it to apple, pureed apple, or I use it in my truffle trick, my magic truffles, which you can find on my Instagram and in my Facebook page and wherever you find me and my recipes, where I just hide everything in a truffle, every supplement, every binder, everything. But remember, you need to add a lot of water to it. So you use the push Quicksilver push effect, and then 15 minutes later you add the binder. So you push and then you bind and then you excrete. That's my take on a so-called safe heavy metal detox. Just remember, I'm no practitioner, I'm no doctor, I'm not here to replace or diagnose or treat anything that you would go and see your doctor for. So please work with your practitioner, but choose them carefully and check out my podcasts about how to choose the right practitioner for you. And I've also got a PDF download ready for you soon, where you can actually download a checklist of questions that you need to ask your practitioner to know if he's up to speed with all the underlying issues for our children when it comes to the underlying biological and mitochondrial and methylation based issues that most doctors, even in the functional medical society, do not know about yet. So that's it for me now, and I hope you'll have a toxin-free week. Looking forward to talking to you next time.